Good morning, listeners. Last week, we began speaking on the topic, Answers of God to Prayers Demonstrates His Awesomeness. Today, I'm going to speak on 2 points in continuation. The first point, our awesome God is a God of mercy and judgment. Both mercy and judgment are God's work. In his answer to Jeremiah's prayer, verse 36 to 42 of Jeremiah chapter 32, the Lord emphasizes rebuilding and replanting. Now, therefore, says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the city of which you say it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them. Judgment, as we see in this passage, is a necessary phase of restoration. Verse 42. The apostle Peter says, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? God is cleansing his church. Judgment must begin, as the apostle says, at the house of God. God was judging his people, the people of Judah, who had turned from him to idolatry, who had turned to materialism, who had turned to all sorts of wickedness. God is judging the nations. God is judging the church. God desires that his people have singleness of heart. The psalmist cried out to God, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Psalm 86, verse 11. The people of God in our days have been distracted by many things, money and material possessions, pride and one-upmanship. Single-minded focus on God is seemingly a thing of the past. Could it be that God is using judgment to bring us back to himself? Even in the face of the tragedy brought by judgment, by captivity in Babylon, God made solemn promises to his people. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul. God has a purpose God is saying something to us, people of God. God has not given up on us. And through his judgment, he's showing mercy. Because he could have left us to our own way. But no, he is intervening. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them the good that I have promised them. Jeremiah 32, 38 to 42. Second point, this too shall pass. Now, if you ask me where that is found in the Bible, I will tell you straight up, it is not found in the Bible. But it's a truism. It's a principle that is underpinned by the Word of God. No one knows for sure what a post-coronavirus and COVID-19 world will be like. There are predictions supported by hard facts of economic depression, famines, mass starvation. What we see in Jeremiah 32 is that God is awesome. That he's a God of judgment and a God of mercy. God is speaking, undoubtedly. Are we listening? Whatever the new normal will be, we must realize that life as we knew it is not going to be life going forward, gone forever. It's the norm of yesterday. But God remains sovereign. And he has said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for me. So whether things get worse or better, whatever happens, God is in charge. Our awesome God is still sovereign and will remain sovereign. Let us trust him and seek him in earnest prayer, and he will reveal to us his will. Next week, sustaining hope in adversity.